Smiling meaning little mouth open, but you can see the jaw. That is called smiling face. And one is laughter. Laughter sometimes is kill your heart. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited to don't laugh so much, because laughter will kill your heart. It will have opposite effect on your heart. It is not good habit to laugh out louder all the time. It is not human nature. It is not gentlemanship. It is against of discipline, against of etiquette, right? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to smile. Brother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, whenever my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter into the house, no matter outside, he had lots of problems. He was a Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time. A lot of delegations used to come, and he has always worry and concern, daimul ahzan, right? Always fikr and concern, how I must pass this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how I can protect each and everyone from the hellfire, how each and every person embrace Islam. That was always constant, his concern and worry. Outside, lot of problems, fighting, kuffar, this plane, munafiqeen. But the moment, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, the moment he used to enter into the house, he used to enter with a smiling face. All the anxieties, worries, concern, used to throw out of the house. When you come into the house, don't bring all those baggage of concern and anxiety inside the house. Otherwise, your wife was just laughing, having good time, your children were playing around. The moment you enter, it is silent. Oh, lion came inside now. The children is hiding in the corners, closing the door. Wife is running into the kitchen. It should not happen. You should welcome. You should have that appearance, no matter how much you are exhausted outside, you know, tired. The moment you enter into the house, you enter with the smiling face. Give them the good appearance. That will help your family, and it will bring the joy into the house. So that was the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever he used to enter into the house, always used to greet first and used to smile on his face. So this is the great sunnah, inshallah. If you're not doing, start from today. When you go home after salah, go and smile to your wife. Maybe she will say, what happened to you, anything wrong? Today you have changed. Can I call the doctor or psychologist? What happened? Why are you smiling too much? Are you mad? But that's how it is. You can say that. I am always smiling, alhamdulillah. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, khairun nasi man yanfum nas. A best person amongst you is that person who is helpful, beneficial to the others. Beneficial means not only giving the money, that one kind of benefit. Just smiling, helping, talking nicely, sharing his concern, giving him some courage, giving him good words. That also is regarded as nafa and is benefit. So best person among you is that person who is beneficial and helpful, not the harmful to the others. Sometime Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala was a small child, and he used to frequent in and out in the house. He was a servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to joke with him. He used to call him, Ya Zul Uznain. Oh, 2 years boy, come. Everyone has 2 years, right? I don't say anyone have 1 year only, right? But that's how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to joke with him. Hey, you have 2 years, come here. So this used to make Hazrat Anas happy, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving me some name. One time, one sahabi came and he wanted to go into jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not frown face. Alhamdulillah, he used to smile all the time. As I said, no matter how much problems he used to face outside. One sahabi came and he wanted to go to take part in jihad, but he was a poor person. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is my intention. I want to go to the jihad. Please provide me a camel so I can ride on it and I can participate in jihad. Rasulullah said, okay, I'll give you a child of camel. He said, child of camel? What am I going to do with the small? You know, I want big camel so I can go and ride and do jihad. Then Rasulullah said, don't you know every camel is childhood camel, came out from the she camel. Right? So there was a joke for him. One old lady came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please make dua for me. I want to get entry into the paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately said, no, Jannat is not allowed elderly person. Elderly person will not enter into the paradise. Old people will not enter into the paradise. She got shocked. Ya Rasulullah, what you saying? I brought iman, I am praying salat, I am fasting, and I am old, and you saying elderly person is not allowed to enter into the paradise, is only for the young people? It was a joke for her. Then Rasulullah SAW explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you young. You will not be elderly, old woman inside the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you young and then let you enter into the paradise. So your youth will remain forever. Your young age will remain, 33 years old. Comes in the hadith, everyone's age will be same. Everyone's height will be same. So no one will be envy upon another. Oh, he got, you know, six pack and I'm so tiny. No, everyone will have equal. Equal height, equal, you know, body building and everything, inshallah. So for that we have to work hard and come for Fajr Salat, inshallah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Haris radiallahu ta'ala say, قَالَ مَا رَأَيْتُ عَادًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I have never seen anyone in the Medina that was more smiling face than my beloved Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. No one can beat him in the smiling. Always, constantly, whenever I see him, in whatever condition he used to be, he used to smile. He used to have the smile on his face. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, قال ما حجبني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منذ أسلمت ولا رأني إلا ضحكا. This was a special treatment for Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنه. Said, since I embrace Islam, whenever I met to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم or Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم met to me, he always smiled at me. I haven't seen my entire life, any day, any time, that whenever I meet Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he was not smiling. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith, "Ahabul a'mal ilallah sururun tadkhulu ala qalbi muslimin." That best amal loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you must enter a surur, a happiness in the heart of a Muslim brother. As I said, his anxiety, worry, concern, you go and say some few words and it will make him happy. That is a great person and that is a great amal. Or tukshifu anhu karbatan, or you must remove some obstacle from his way. Or taqdi anhu daynan, or you must fulfill his loan or his debt. Someone is owing, you help him to pay off his debt. Or tatrud anhu ju'an, or is hungry, you provide him loaf of bread. That is also sadaqah. But all other amal in this hadith mentioned, it's required money. To help him pay off his loan, required money. To give him bread, is required money. Right? Only one thing it doesn't require any penny is tadkhulu ala qalbi muslimin sururan. If you enter in his heart a happiness, it doesn't cost you any money. So there are so many ahadith in this regard and the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quickly, I will give you some research how beneficial smiling is for our daily life, for our body, for our culture and for our profession as well. Smile is the sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most attractive limb of the body is the face. We have so many limbs, but the most attractive is our face. The face has the most muscles. In the whole body, the face has most muscles. At the time of smile, numerous muscles react. There are 47 muscles in the face. There are different numbers, but according to one research, it is 47 muscles in the face. It takes 17 muscles to smile. When you're smiling, 17 muscles are involved in that. Zygomatics, major muscles raise the corner of your mouth. It is said it takes only 12 muscles to smile and 113 muscles to frown. So you have to make more difficult, more power to frown yourself. Instead of smile, it's very easy. Other said, there are 17 muscles to smile and 43 muscles to frown. There are 19 different types of smiling. Do you know that? 19 different types of smiling. Smiling is not same. Sometimes a social smile, sometimes sincere smile. There are so many other name of the smile. So smile also have so many categories. In the University of Kansas, the experiment was done. 170 participants took part in this experiment. Everyone was given a chopstick to hold in the mouth to create the fake smile. Like this. If you put a chopstick, automatically you are smiling. It's a fake smile. They did this experiment. When they monitor and measure their level of stress while they were putting the chopstick in the mouth, the result was amazing. This fake smile has signaled the brain, and brain has released the endorphins, some kind of liquid, which helped to reduce the blood pressure, sugar level, and increase the immune system and remove the feeling of the body pain. Right? If a person, there are so many benefits of smiling. This is bodily health-wise smiling. It will, if you smile, your blood pressure will be reduced, your sugar level will be reduced, and your immune system will increase, which is helpful for our body. If a person is happy, it will lower his blood pressure, control the sugar level, and prevent the anxiety. If a person, you see, if a person is suffering from blood pressure, he's very short temper. He becomes angry very quick. What is the reason for that? Because the blood pressure is very high. The moment he starts smiling, his pressure will go low. Smile, known as a sign of universal happiness. Universal happiness. Smile is a very powerful tool. It increases the value of the face. If a person has a smiley face, his value is more than compared to that frowny face. It has a major impact in our culture, society, health, personal, and professional life. First thing a smile does is it breaks down the barrier. If a two estranged person, the first time meeting to each other, if one smiles, it breaks down the barrier. They become like familiar to each other. It inspires and gives hope. It builds trust, and one of the research done in University of Pennsylvania, they did the research that 73% of the people trust someone even more if he has a smile on his face. As a strange person, you don't know, you want to deal with him, but if he's smiling, you can trust him more that he's a good person. You can make deal. 73% of the people have trust more if a person is smiling. Smiling person gathered the crowd very easily. People like to go to him, talk to him because he's smiling. He's cracking the joke. It will make us more confident, attractive, and have a positive attitude. A person who's smiling, he always have positive attitude. Smile are contagious. If you are smiling, someone else will also smile when he see you smiling. Try it. Try to smile to your wife, inshallah she will smile to you and she will cook better food for you. With a smile, we can change the world. We have so many expressions, right? So if only 7% of expression, we express a 7% emotion, we express by our tongue, by saying, oh, I am not happy, or I am happy, I like you, I don't like you. You know, this lip service, only 7%. Rest of 93% emotions has been expressed by body language. See the difference? Only 7% we express through our tongue. Rest of 93% emotions we express through our body language without speaking a word. Through the expression of the face, we know that he is happy with me or sad. He is angry or stressed. He is fresh or tired. He likes me, my presence, or it doesn't like it. He loves me or he hates me. All these kind of emotions a person can imagine through the face without speaking a word. There are many benefits of smiling, I will just give 6 and then I'll conclude. Number 1, it will change the mood. Number 2, it will make your near and dear ones happy. Number 3, it will boost the immune system. Number 4, it will reduce blood pressure. Number 5, body releases endorphins, some kind of liquid which help to remove the pain of the body. Number 6, it will lit up your face, and smiling is much better than frowning. So you always say cheese. Can you say cheese? If you say cheese, then you are smiling. And this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep that in mind. And it doesn't cost you any money. You get the reward of sadaqah. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.